We're called to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that by testing we may discern what is the will of God, and it's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that brings to the third point: how we live shows God at work in us. Not Jesus is coming, look busy, right? But the Lord has died for your sin. You are free, be different. The one of the commandments says, do not take the Lord's name in vain. I used to think that meant don't say bleep. You know, when I was growing up, there was someone in my family or in circle of connections who would say, blah, 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 blah. And we would say, you know, and you would say that with your friends because you learn, you know, don't do what I say, do what I tell you, you know, when you get around with your friends, you go, blimity, blimit, you know, spit, and yeah, growing up, you know, but you take the Lord's name and people say, oh, you're a Christian, does it mean anything? You take the Lord's name and you tell someone you're Christian, do you live like it or have you taken his name in vain? I think that about that commandment. I don't think it just means don't make God's word that means him cheaper. Do you ever drop something and go, ah, Frank? Frank. I'll swear to Frank. Nobody picks anybody else's name. They always say God's name. It does cheapen it. So it can mean that. But I think if you say I'm one of his and I stand for him, we're to be his. And I hope I'm different because I've told everybody I know I'm his. And I hope that I'm good different and not annoying different. And this is what he's telling us. He's got us here and he's sculpting our lives by how we're being transformed. And then this is the final little bit. And this is a significant bit. This phrase, that by testing you may discern. That's a lot of English words for one Greek word. Okay? By testing you may discern. The King James says, prove. And I submit to you the image of a crucible. Do you remember chemistry? And it was the ceramic bowl with the powder in it. And you put it over the Bunsen burner until the powder started to burn. And then the color of the flame helped you identify elements of the compound. Right? Little blue, green, and someone would raise their hand and say, copper. They say, very good, very good. You know? Dokimazo. Testing. Proving. By testing, discerning. That's this word that we have here. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by dokimazo, you know what is the will of God. We have got to live it to show it, and you should see it in your life. The Holy Spirit in the believer convinces you about changing, and he empowers you to be different. And God has changed you if indeed you are chosen and called to be a saint. Does it show in your life? You are being renewed by the Spirit. So learn to listen and to obey as he leads you. Is the Holy Spirit in your life an influence for your transforming in the mind? So we stand firm and we don't cower away from the modern bullies in society. You know, we are always ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. And this will result in both challenges and blessing. Both are opportunities. They're trials that will test you. You, because of the flame, because it's hot in here, because it's uncomfortable, you will show what you're made of. And because of the opportunities to be wonderful and glorious, and people will go, that, God blessed me through that person. Why are you like that? If you say, well, it's because I work out. You're going to miss your opportunity to say, I didn't used to be this way. I'm different since I met Jesus. Do you know Jesus? How many of you turn your conversation into a glorification of God and an opportunity to tell about his good work? Because it's the only thing that's changing lives. And people who like us because we're good are not changed or saved or rescued from the future, eternal consequence of their actions, unless it's Jesus Christ. It's so big, but God works. And these tests or these trials or these proving moments show that God is at work in the world. And that's the end of the sermon. Do you remember the 3 points? I'll read them again. That would maybe help. Why do I have to look them up? The guy wrote them and he doesn't know 3 points, and you listen to them. Do you remember the 3 points? Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. How can you do that? You can't. God did it. But you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to stand before God and the whole world to see as a Christian. Right? Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You can't think the thoughts you used to think. You're to be different, and the Holy Spirit guides that. And the Word clears it up if there's a question. And then 3, by testing, you may discern what is the will of God. When you go through whatever you go through, and it shows that you're a Christian, you find what God's doing in your circumstance. How many of our prayers are, God, make it different? God, give me that. God, I need you. And the scripture is like, he is here. He never forgot you. Everything you have is from him. He's gonna meet you just in time. He didn't lose sight of you in his busy, busy work day and go, oh yeah, over there. Let me just help them a little bit. Excuse me, I'll get back to you. That's not God. He's got everyone in place. And this is the thing. Psalm 143 in closing says this, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. I agree with that. Is that your prayer, as it was the psalmist's? James tells us this, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now that was fresh in my mind because I went to the Bible study on Tuesdays, fortnightly, at 10 o'clock. But it's in there in James for anyone to read. And it's what God has been doing. We've heard from Paul, we've heard from Jesus, we've heard from the psalmist, we've heard from James, and they're saying the same thing. It's the same stuff. Let's pray. God, let your word and your spirit be living and active in our lives. Transform us to be the witnesses in the world that you have called your saints to be. Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, save us. Holy Spirit, fill us and guide us and comfort us today with these truths. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time.